let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Tonight, the Blue Hawks get ready to take on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. As we've spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, one game out of the way this week. You got Central Catholic tonight and Milford tomorrow. Kind of like a mini state tournament for you this week.
It is, and it's good for our kids. And I'm sure it's good for their kids, too, because, you know, anytime you get to this point in the season, you want to be playing at a high level, and your opponents usually are playing at a high level. And when you're playing a team that's 20-0, there's a reason they're 20-0. They're very well respected by our group, and you know, it'll be a great game. Hopefully, both teams bring their best game.
Central Catholic tonight, a new turnaround, less than 24 hours later, and play again tomorrow at the Heartland Hoops Classic. How do you approach this weekend?
Well, you just got to take it a step at a time. You know, we went into practice on Wednesday, and we talked, you know, a little bit about Milford because of the fact that we didn't have any preparatory time, and our kids aren't used to looking ahead. But then we shifted gears and went back Thursday to GICC, and you got to do a little bit of that because of the fact that, you know, tomorrow morning is just a wake-up call is about it, and you get yourself ready to play. And you know, you look at it as, okay, we've got two games. It's very similar to playing in the state tournament. You might play a night game and you might play an afternoon game the next day, and you really prepare that way. I mean, you tell your kids you're going to a bigger arena, you're going to play you know, with a little bit of different atmosphere, and you're also going to play an opponent you sometimes don't see during the season at all. And that's what we get in Milford, is we don't see them anywhere around our area. So it's a great deal for kids. And, you know, we're just happy to be in it.
Central Catholic tonight, a team that you guys played in the finals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. They beat you by 6 points. How do you approach this one tonight?
Well, it's a difficult matchup anytime you play the Crusaders. They're just very well coached. They do a great job with their defensive side of the ball. We've got to do a better job, I think, in a couple areas. We've got to be a little more aggressive inside. I think last time, you know, we only had three or four offensive rebounds, and I showed our kids on films, you know, I'm not sure the rebounds are there, but they got at least hit the boards. That may open up some things for them, like in conversion and stuff, but I think we got to be more aggressive and go right at them. And sometimes that's tough to do because they're there first. A lot of times they may, when you catch it, they're there and they're trying to establish themselves. So, you know, it's a difficult basketball game. I mean, you know, hopefully there's another one with them, you know, later down the road, because I got to believe they're going to be in the sub-district final. So, you know, hopefully we can get through our first sub-district game too. But like I told the kids, go out and play, enjoy it. It's senior night, it's parents' night, and it's your last home game.
With another chance of playing the Crusaders in a couple of weeks, do you hold back tonight or go out and play?
You know, I don't know. Both coaches probably, they look like they're pretty much a lock to make it to Lincoln, regardless. Wild card point-wise, they put themselves in great position. We're going to have to win to get in. So we'll try things tonight that we may try down the road, look at them a little bit on film, analyze the whole situation, evaluate it. But it all comes down to the kids, you know, being ready to play and making plays and hitting shots. And, you know, you got to be a little bit lucky here and there so to beat a really good team like this. So we'll do a little bit of things here and there that we might not have done, and then just see how they work out later on.
Tuesday night, a solid win over Adams Central. Had to be happy to get the week started that way.
Yeah, we were. That was, you know, the kids like it because it's a lot of their friends that they've been playing with since they were younger, and you know, we were fortunate enough to play really well in the second half and get the win. You know, they're facing a difficult week too, and we're definitely glad that we had them on our home floor and really played well in the fourth quarter to put them away.
We'll come back and talk about Central Catholic as the pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with the St. Cecilia boys basketball coach, Kevin Asher, at Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Coach, obviously when we talk about Central Catholic, we talk about the Turner phase. He scores 24 on us last time. We play him the same way tonight.
Yeah, he's, you know, such a well-rounded player. You know, he does a little bit of everything on offense for him. He's, you know, he can go to the hole. He can take the point over. He can shoot the outside shot. He's got a great pull-up jump shot. We're going to try to guard him, you know, with three or four people. Last time, you know, they do such a good job in their motion offense, a lot of time you end up switching anyway. But we're going to try to guard him, you know, with three or four different people tonight and see if that helps. You know, and Zach's got to be more of a presence inside. He only changed, I think, about four shots last time, blocked two and changed two others. It wasn't like he was as dominant as he was, and some of that was what they were trying to do. So we've got to do a good job to where maybe Zach can help out on him more, but then that's going to leave some other poison open out there too. So we'll just try to see what we can do with him and hopefully limit his touches.
Really, it was Jeff Stoltenberg who hit a couple of shots in that first ball game. He didn't score a lot of points, but it seemed like all of his shots were at big crucial times.
Yeah, and that's what you notice about their team is they have somebody in that rotation of theirs that steps up and knocks down a three-point shot right when they need it. You know, you may have stopped Fahey for three, four, five possessions in a row, and then they're going to have a kid very capable of hitting a three-point shot, whether it's O'Connor, Kluender, the Barrientos kids are shooting the ball really well right now. And then Stoltenberg, you're right, he went 0 for 4 or 5 his first attempts at three and didn't look real good on him, but he got comfortable in the second half and hit a couple threes on us that, you know, you got to almost give and take what you're going to do. So hopefully they're not shooting the ball well.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Protein Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. A good matchup here tonight between the Central Catholic Crusaders and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and check the starters in tonight's ball game right after this 1 minute timeout.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Still.
So again, welcome to another jam-packed Chapman Gymnasium here at Hastings St. Cecilia. We were here earlier this week for the Adams Central Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball game, and now the St. Cecilia boys back at it again tonight against the undefeated and second-ranked Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. They played for the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship at the end of January, and St. Cecilia lost to Central Catholic by the score of 49-43. St. Cecilia 14-5 on the season. The Hawks beating Adams Central earlier this week by the score of 56-51. Since that loss to Central Catholic, they've also beaten Lincoln Lutheran 54-49. Grand Island Central Catholic, since that tournament, has been busy. They have beaten Lexington 67-46, and then last week they knocked off Wahoo in overtime. They played their closest ball game of the season, beating the Warriors by the score of 61-59. So your starting lineups tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia: Mike Hannon, a 6'1" junior, gets a start. Hannon averaging 5.8 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger, the 6'1" junior, averaging 10 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, the 5'11" senior, averaging 1.6 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, 6'2" junior, he's averaging 12 points, 5 rebounds per game. And then Zach Stirrup, the 6'10" and senior, who's averaging 11 points and 11 rebounds per ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic will go with Patrick Stoltenberg in the starting lineup. Stoltenberg is a 6'4" senior, averaging 6 points, 4 rebounds per game. Seth Wardine, a 6'1" and senior. Turner Fay, the 6-foot senior, who's averaging right at 27 points per ball game. Tyler O'Connor, a 6'3" and senior, and also Caleb Thunder, a 6'1" and senior, getting the start for Billy Gavers and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Central Catholic opens up here as they lob the ball down to the back door, and they step out of bounds. They try the alley-oop to the back door there, and the ball is out of bounds as Stoltenberg tries to go the back door there for Central Catholic. So they turn the ball over on the opening possession. Hastings St. Cecilia comes back the other way. The Hawks will shoot to our basket to our left during the first quarter of play. This is a Chase Bassett with the ball. Central Catholic going to play that tough man-to-man defense. Crusaders give up only 41 points per ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Mike Hannon, comes across the top as they come out near the 10-second line to Hamburger. He drives the ball down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket. A shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Stoltenberg of Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets it away now down the near sideline to Turner Fay. Fay drives it down the right side of the lane, comes back out into three-point territory. That's Wardine with the ball. Out top now with the basketball there is going to be Klunder. Goes down in the corner now as they just work it around the three-point arc. This offense is very, very patient. They average about 55 points per ball game. There's a shot from the corner by Fay that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Gets the ball up the floor now to Zach Stirrup. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup scores. Get the Blue Hawks on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. Here comes Central Catholic back. Fay comes to the near sideline. Now to O'Connor. They work it back around the three-point circle. Plunder has got the ball as he's picked up there by Mike Hannon of Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks likewise will go with the man-to-man defense. St. Cecilia gives up only 40.5 points per ball game, 41.1 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Two very good defensive squads here tonight. There's Fay driving to the hole. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. So Zach Stirrup gets the board. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-0 lead. Hawks have the ball here with 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. There's Phil Hammer. Goes over on the wing now. Stirrup angles inside and throws the ball down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Hannon, but it was knocked out of his hands. That'll be St. Cecilia playing it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway, about 2 minutes into the ball game. St. Cecilia with one field goal so far, 2-0. Stirrup has got the goal for St. Cecilia, and Stirrup's got the ball again. He dribbles into the lane. His little five-footer off balance is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tyler O'Connor for Grand Island Central Catholic. O'Connor gets the ball down to Seth Wardine. Wardine dribbling out here in three-point territory as he works out top against Matt Kissinger. Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a feed over on the far sideline now to Tyler O'Connor. Comes back this way. Seth Wardine down to O'Connor in the corner. Shot way off the mark. No good. Rebound Central Catholic. Bounce pass back out on top to Wardine. Drives it down the lane. Puts up a little hook shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Second rebound in the ball game for Zach Stirrup. 2-0 is a score. Down the right sideline. Bassett drives to the hole and scores. Chase Bassett scores for St. Cecilia. It's 4-0 now. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's a Central Catholic from deep in the left corner. His shot is put up there. It's going to be no good by Stoltenberg. It's a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Hannon. So 4-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. 5-12 to play here in the opening quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Phil Hamburger circles around, drives it down the baseline, comes back out on top, now to Stirrup at the free throw line. He drives for the hole, and we got a foul called. Stirrup got the ball right at the free throw line, drove it down the paint there, and the foul is going to be called on Patrick Stoltenberg of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. Coming out is going to be Matt Kissinger. So Cesar Tino into the ball game now, a 5'11" sophomore for St. Cecilia. Tino averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. 4-0, the Hawks have the early lead. Here's Stirrup with the ball at the free throw line. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stirrup tries to put a move on. He does. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up by Central Catholic. Crusaders come back the other way with a basketball. This is going to be Seth Wardeen out here. Wardeen comes across the top to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor comes to the near sideline. It's right through the fingertips of Wardeen. And the ball is brought out of there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Second turnover already on Central Catholic. They average only 7 per ballgame. They've got 2 already in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. Mike Hannon with the ball. Hannon comes across the top now to Chase Bassett. Bassett about 25 feet away from the basket. Holds it here. Comes to the near sideline of Hamburger. Drives inside and an offensive foul is going to be called on Hamburger. He was driving toward the basket and a little shove there as he shoves away Turner Fay, and Hamburger gets hit with an offensive charge. The first foul on Hamburger, first team foul on Hastings St. Cecilia. High school basketball action for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS with the Chapman Gymnasium, 4:18 to play. In the opening quarter, 4-0, Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead. Tim Scope comes into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Chase Bassett. Scope was a little bit under the weather, we understand, in the ball game against Adams Central Tuesday night. Did not play. There's a Tyler Staub into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Turner Fay, two-handed pass, goes to the far side. Dribbling with the ball, comes back over here on the right side to Staub. His three-pointers, but up there, no good. Ball is chased down in the corner. It's going to be picked up by Hannon. He takes that ball away from Fay. Hannon races it back the other way, now to Hamburger. Hamburger brings it into the offensive scoring zone behind his stirrup screen. Over here to Mike Cannon now. Entry pass to get it to Zach. He dumps the ball away down low to Hamburger. Now across the lane to Hannon. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Central Catholic basketball. St. Cecilia with a couple of shots at the hole there. Right at point blank range. They couldn't convert. 3:37 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. And here come the Crusaders back the other way. Shooting to our basket to our right. Here's a Turner Fay with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Turner holds it. Now drives it down on the baseline. His run-handed shot is up there. It's going to be way off of the mark. In fact, hits the grazes the side of the glass there. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. 3:17 to play. Hamburger's got the ball. Drives it down the lane. Now we got contact made again and a foul called. So a foul is going to go here on Seth Wardeen of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play it in. Baseline right side. Hamburger lobs it to Stirrup. Right back to Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Phil Hamburger scores, and it's 6-0 now. St. Cecilia's got the lead, and Central Catholic calls the timeout. Chase Bassett, Phil Hamburger, Zach Stirrup, all with field goals here in the first 5 minutes of the ballgame, and Central Catholic wants to talk things over. 3:03 to play in the first quarter. The score is St. Cecilia's 6, Central Catholic nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here's a long-range jumper from the corner. It's up and in. Tyler O'Connor hits one from 3 points there. It's way for Central Catholic. And just like that, the Crusaders chopped the lead in half now. 6-3, 2:47 to play. Hamburger down the right sideline now for St. Cecilia. Gets it back inside to Zach Stirrup. Stirrup, his pass to the near side. They get it to Cesar Tino down here on the baseline. Tino, jump pass, comes out to Hamburger. Right back inside to Stirrup. He spins, puts up a shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Jack Stirrup gets the field goal, and he's fouled into play. And Stirrup will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Turner Fay picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Zach Stirrup has got 4 points in the ball game. He had 20 on Tuesday night in the ball game against Adams Central. And the last time these two teams played, Serf had only 9 points against the Crusaders. Zach Hardy with four in the ball game goes to the free throw line now for the Hawks. His shot is up there. It's good. Zach Stirrup with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a lead of 9-3 over the undefeated and second-ranked Crusaders from Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Turner Fay with the ball. Fay comes into the offensive zone. Drumming with it out here in three-point territory. Tim Skulk right in his face defensively. Fay trying to penetrate. Comes out on top now. Tyler Staub for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Tyler Durientos, who is into the ball game now for the Crusaders. 2:14 to play in the first quarter. 9-3. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's Hamburger with the ball now for the Hawks. Races it across the 10-second line here. Dribbles to the near sideline. Reverses the ball. Gets it out of Stirrup. He holds it out in three-point territory. Dribbles with it now. Hands it away to Cesar Tino. Tino down to Skoke. Over on the right side to Matt Kissinger, who's back in the ball game. Down to Stirrup, and his shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup scores. He now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia leading now by the score of 11-3. And Zach Stirrup looks like a man on a mission here tonight. There's a long-range jumper by O'Connor. No good. Rebound Central Catholic back out. Durientos, his shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a foul called here on Stirrup. Zach evidently pushed somebody down there on the baseline and gets hit with a personal foul. So Zach Stirrup gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. 11-3 is the score. 1:37 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation is going to be Central Catholic inbounding the basketball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They will play it in on the far sideline. Now they get it back out to a Tyler O'Connor. Picked up there by Cesar Tino. O'Connor stops. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Durientos, and a traveling violation. Tyler trying to take the ball down to the lane there. He's whistled for the steps. 11-3. The Hawks have an 8-point lead. A minute and 29 seconds to play. These two teams are in the same sub-district as well. Later on this month, and this could be the second of three meetings, possibly even four meetings between these two teams here this year. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Kissinger comes to the near sideline. Skoke has got it now. Circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Off to Kissinger, hops inside. His hanger is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Kissinger down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Tino dribbles into the lane. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Turner Fay. Pass down the floor to Tyler O'Connor. The ball is stripped away again. Nice play there by Kissinger. And the ball is recovered by Cesar Tino. Into the fourth quarter, down to Skoke. That's turnover number four already in Central Catholic here in the ballgame. Skoke has got it on a deep wing on the right side. Gets it away now to Kissinger. Skoke will set his screen. Kissinger won't use it. 44 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Driving to the free throw line is going to be Kissinger. Stops there. Bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it off down to a Sheehy. Now Kissinger. His shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is called. So Sheehy into the ball game. Ryan Sheehy sets the screen right at the elbow on the right side of the lane. That Kissinger used it to drive down toward the basket. And a personal foul is going to be called on the way in on Tyler Staub of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four already in the Crusaders. Hastings St. Cecilia will inbound underneath their own basket. Tim Skoke will look to play things in. Two-handed pass comes out on top. The ball tipped away. It's loose on the floor and is picked up here by Tyler O'Connor. And now we got a timeout called here by Central Catholic. So Central Catholic forces the turnover. Now the Crusaders will probably play for the final shot here of the first quarter, much like they did at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll take a quick break here. 31 seconds to play first quarter. It's St. Cecilia 11, Central Catholic 3.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia 14-5 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic undefeated. They are 20-0, coming off of an overtime win the other night over Wahoo, their closest ball game of the season, 61-59. All of a sudden, the Crusaders find themselves down here. It's 11-3. We got 24 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Turner Fay dribbling with the ball just across the 10-second line. Picked up there defensively by Chase Bassett. Turner Fay looks at the clock. We're down to 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. They set a screen for him now. Turner Fay wings the ball inside. Staub grabs it. Back out of the wing on the left side. Here's a three-pointer. It's put up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sheehy. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Bassett. His shot from back court is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Central Catholic sets up a play there at the end of the first quarter, and they missed a potential three-pointer. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So far, so good for the Hawks. One quarter in the books to score. Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Grand Island Central Catholic 3.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. First quarter in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The score is 11-3. Hawks will have the ball here in the second quarter to start things off. The St. Cecilia has it. Here's Hamburger. Feeds it now to the right side of the wing. That's a stirrup. His pass deflected, picked up by Hannon. He goes for the basket. A shot good. Hannon throws one up there. Goes right through the hole, falling down. He banks one in off the glass. Everything the Hawks are throwing up tonight are going through the hole. 13-3 is the score. St. Cecilia now with a 10-point lead. They're in the first 30 seconds of the second quarter from the Chapman Gym. There's a Turner Fay with the ball. Now they bring it over to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor brings it back to Fay. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's going to be too strong. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Crusaders have only a three-pointer put on the board so far, and we're in the second quarter. They're trailing 13-3. Here's Zach Stirrup right side of the lane. Dribbles one, sends it down to the baseline to Matt Kissinger. He takes the ball in the paint. Dishes off. It's going to be tipped away, and it goes to the far sideline. It goes down to bounce. Last touch by St. Cecilia. So Central Catholic will play it in. That's a turnover on St. Cecilia. First one on the Hawks. St. Cecilia averages 11 turnovers per ball game. Central Catholic, they average only 7. But the Crusaders already with 4 in this first half so far. Turner Fay, bounce pass, goes to the top of the key. That's Wardine. Now back low. That's going to be Turner Fay scoring, and he's hit on the play. And the bucket counts, and he's going to go to the free throw line and try to convert on the three-point play. He only can contain this guy so much. They shut him out in the first quarter, but Turner Fay comes back and gets a field goal here in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter. That's his first bucket of the ball game. 13-5 is the score. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hannon. That's going to be his first team foul, number 3, on the Blue Hawks. So Turner Fay to the free throw line for Central Catholic. He is averaging 26.7 points per ball game. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Central Catholic, a pretty good foul shooting team. They're hitting 72% of their foul shots this year. 13-5 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Hamburger goes over on the wing on the right side to Kissinger. Rainbow pass comes down in the corner. Cesar Tino for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino buries the three-pointer from the left corner. That's now 16-5. St. Cecilia with a lead over the Crusaders of Central Catholic. Seth Wardine with the ball. Back in the offensive scoring zone. Now they get it to Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor picked up by Cesar Tino. Down in the corner to Stoltenberg. Now back out of the wing. Seth Wardine. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in three-point territory. There's Turner Fay down in the corner of the right side, picked up by Bassett of St. Cecilia. Comes out between the rings again to Seth Wardine. He holds it out here about 25 feet away from the basket. Gets it out of the hands of Tyler O'Connor. Down to the near side, Stoltenberg for three. His shot is off of the heel of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball in an 11-point lead. Here's a chase Bassett to Stirrup. Down in the right corner now, Cesar Tino brings it up high on the block, back out here in the three-point territory. Out to Matt Kissinger. He holds it. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. The chase Bassett underneath the bucket. Cesar Tino shot no good. Tip try by Stirrup, no good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Turner Fay over on the far sideline. Picked up now by Bassett. Fay drives the ball, stops, and fires one up there. The shot no good. Rebound Stirrup. One shot it out so far for the Crusaders. safe to say, doing a great job on the glass so far in this ball game. Here's Hamburger with the ball, trying to drive it. Now gets to the baseline, back down in the corner. Caesar for three, shot good. Caesar Tino nails a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter. And Hastings, safe to say, has got a 19-5 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic with 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Just not a whole lot to cheer about for the Crusaders so far. 5 points on the board here for Billy Gaber's bunch. Seth Wardeen has got it out here in the three-point territory. Wardeen dribbles with the ball, goes over to a Tyler O'Connor. O'Connor dribbles to the top of the key, now to Turner Fay, picked up by Caesar Tino. Fay spins, goes to the baseline, loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of his hands. Safe to say he's got three and four guys basically managing Turner Fay here tonight. Tim Stoke now checks into the ball game. Turner Fay is going to get some new defensive pressure here. I'm sure Skoke will take over now. There's Fay right there. Skoke is right in his face defensively. Gets away, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It hangs on the back iron and goes down. Turner Fay scores. That baby hung on the back lip there for a second. And Turner Fay gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 19-7. The Crusaders trailing here in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball underneath the basket. Back out here to a chase pass at top of the key. To Stirrup, free throw line extended right side. Stirrup dribbles once, now to Bassett, left side of the lane. Central Catholic still in a man-to-man. There's a pass inside. Bassett, it's off of the fingertips of Stirrup. Second turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. 4 minutes to play here in the first half, 19-7. St. Cecilia out on top by 12 points. The Hawks have led this baby the entire way so far. Seth Wardeen goes over the far sideline. Turner for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Nobody in the blue shirts underneath the bucket right there to grab the rebound. Nothing but white shirts. An easy board there for St. Cecilia. Hawks come back the other way. Phil Hamburger. Now to Chase Bassett. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Barry Antos for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Hustles into the forecourt now. To O'Connor. Out to Barry Antos again. Bounce pass comes over here to a Seth Wardeen. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out in the three-point territory to O'Connor. Drives it down to the baseline. Back outside, Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg down to Wardeen. Three-pointer, bingo. Seth Wardeen hits the three ball. He is hitting only 22% of his three-pointers so far this year, but he nails that one from the top of the key. And the Crusaders have scored the last 5 points in the ball game, and now the momentum has switched sides here. The Central Catholic fans into it at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Stirrup in the lane. He spins one way, then the other, and a foul called. Zach Stirrup gets hit with an elbowing foul. That's the second foul in Stirrup. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia is Caesar Tino. And for the Hawks as well is going to be Mike Cannon. And also coming in is going to be Sheehy. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the second quarter. 19-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 9 points. And now Kevin Asher is having a heated discussion here on the near sideline with one of the officials about that last foul that they chalked up on Jack Stirrup. Here's a Barry Antos now to Fay. Into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Bounces off of the back iron, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Mike Hannon has got it. Now to Skoke. Skoke gets the ball away. That's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger across the 10-second line. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. There's a pass to Mike Hannon out here in three-point territory. Hannon picks up the dribble. Sends it right side down to Sheehy. He holds the ball. Back out on top here to Skoke. Man-to-man defense for Central Catholic. Skoke gives it up now to Hamburger. Hamburger behind the screen from Sheehy. Right side of the lane. Spins, goes up and off, balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fay of Central Catholic. Turner Fay with the ball, right-handed dribble down the far sideline. 19-10. Hawks have a 9-point lead. Here's Fay for three. Shots off of the mark again. And the rebound comes down to Caesar Tino. Turner Fay having a tough time here in this ball game thus far. He's got 4 points, and he's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 1:55 to play. Here in the second quarter, it's 19-10. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's Caesar Tino. Starts off left and comes back right on the dribble. Gets it away to Phil Hamburger. Hamburger is going to drive inside. Contact made, and we got a foul called. Phil Hamburger from the deep wing on the right side drives it toward the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Stoltenberg. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Crusaders here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath thrown basket. Bill Hamburger will key things in for the Blue Hawks. Holding it, comes out on top, down to Skoke at the top of the key. Skoke goes over on the right sideline now. Hamburger grabs it. Hamburger picked up by Wardine. There's a pass to Sheehy. Sheehy just inside the three-point arc. Dribbles, comes out here to Cesar Tino. Tino trying to get away, drives the ball down the lane, all the way to the basket. It's not going to be blocked down. Nice. For the Crusaders, 1:17 to play in the second quarter, 19-10. Hawks have a nine-point lead. Here's Seth Wardine with it now for Central Catholic. Picked up by Hamburger. Comes across the top to Tyler O'Connor. He holds it. There's Turner Fay all alone underneath the basket. Is stopping his shot. Is up and in. Turner Fay, nice pass. He averages 3.3 assists per ball game. That was an easy one right there. Tyler Staub. Somebody forgot to pick up Tyler Staub. He was wide open and he lays it in. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 19, Central Catholic 12.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 53.4 seconds to play. Both of these teams are going to be playing tomorrow in the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island, so a short turnaround for both of these teams. We'll tell you more about that coming up at halftime tonight. 53.4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 19-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the undefeated and second-ranked Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Hamburger. Down the right sideline. Now he picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Gets the ball away, though, to Mike Hannon. Hannon back out here near the 10-second line. Sheehy will set a screen. Now Hannon clears the area out of here. Hannon just dribbles the ball out here. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Hands it away now to Hamburger. Hamburger picked up again by Seth Wardine, or rather by Tyler O'Connor of Central Catholic. Hamburger moves it over on the wing. Now to Mike Hannon. To Sheehy, left side of the lane. Back out to Hannon. 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Hannon drives the ball down the right side of the lane, runs into Seth Wardine. Hannon in trouble, gets it now to Hamburger. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Hamburger hops inside, comes over here to Scope. Scope gets away, pulls up inside. A shot from 10 is no good. Ball tapped out, and that's the end of the second quarter. So St. Cecilia works the final seconds off of the clock there in the second quarter. Really did not get the shot they wanted. Good defense there by Grand Island Central Catholic. We are at halftime here tonight. Boys High School basketball. And a good one brewing here at the Chapman Gymnasium. The score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 19, Grand Island Central Catholic 12.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a good start here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks scored the first 6 points of the ball game. got out to a 6-0 lead. Safe to say, led at the end of the first quarter by the score of 11-3. They stretched that lead to 14 points within the first couple of minutes of the second quarter. In fact, with 5 minutes to go in the first half, the Hawks led 19-5. Central Catholic then coming back and scoring the last 7 points of the second quarter. And we've still got ourselves a ball game here at halftime. It is 19-12. Hastings St. Cecilia over Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Leading scorers for St. Cecilia so far, Zach Stirrup got off to a good start tonight. He had 3 field goals, and he's now 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Cesar Tino knocked out a couple of three-pointers in the second quarter. He's got 6 points. Phil Hamburger has got a field goal and 2. Chase Bassett has got a field goal and 2 points. Mike Hannon has got a field goal and 2 for the Blue Hawks. Hastings St. Cecilia is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The one free throw by Zach Stirrup is the only free throw they've had here in this first half of play. Meanwhile, the leading scorer for Grand Island Central Catholic through the first two quarters, Turner Fay, has been held to just 4 points tonight. Fay has got a couple of field goals, and he is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He scored 24 the last time these two teams played in the championship ball game of that Centennial Conference tournament, and Fay is averaging 26.7 points per ball game. So Hawks have done a great job on Turner Fay so far here in this ball game. The other scorers, Seth Wardeen has nailed a three-pointer. He's got 3 points here at halftime. Tyler O'Connor has got a three-pointer. That's his only score in the first half. And Tyler Staub got a field goal and 2 points in the first half. Central Catholic is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. So we've only had 2 free throws between the two teams in the first 2 quarters of play here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. Again, our score at halftime, it is Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 19-12. We'll have more after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers. Vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, and this year open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, high school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 19-12. Shooting numbers in the first half, St. Cecilia hit 8 out of 19 from the field for 42%. Grand Island Central Catholic hit only 5 out of 22 for 23%. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. Grand Island Central Catholic hit only 2 out of 11 from three-point territory for 18%. So Central Catholic, who on the season has been hitting 46% of their field goals and 37% from three-point territory, in the first half hit 23% from the field and 18% from behind the arc. The rebounds right now, Hastings St. Cecilia doing the job there as well. They've got 18 compared to Grand Island Central Catholic with 10. St. Cecilia officially with 6 turnovers in the basketball game in the first half of play. Grand Island Central Catholic has turned the ball over 4 times. St. Cecilia with 1 steal. Grand Island Central Catholic has got 3. Not many free throws, as we mentioned. St. Cecilia 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. And Central Catholic is 0 out of 1. St. Cecilia has got 1 block shot from Zach Stirrup in the first half. Central Catholic with no block shots. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Grand Island Central Catholic. It is 19-12 here at halftime. But again, the big story is the shooting for Central Catholic. It's been to the awful stage. 23% from the floor, 5 of 22, and 18% from three-point territory, 2 out of 11. The big question is, how much longer will that continue? This is a good shooting ball club, and Turner Fay for Central Catholic has been held to only 4 points in the basketball game thus far, and he's 0 of 1 from the free throw line, a guy that's been averaging 26.7 points per ball game. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball at 1230 KHIS.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, getting set for the second half here tonight. 19-12 is the score. We mentioned that the big event tomorrow as far as high school basketball is concerned is the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island. 8 boys high school basketball games tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center. Get started at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Centura will take on Sandy Creek. At 10:45, it's Pierce against Sutton. At 12:30, Archbishop Bergen will play Kearney Catholic. At 2:15, St. Cecilia will play state-ranked Milford. At 4 o'clock, it'll be Ravenna against Boys Town. At 5:45, Adams Central will play Gretna. At 7:30, Grand Island Central Catholic will take on Norfolk Catholic. And at 9:15 tomorrow night, it'll be Grand Island against Ralston. One admission price will get you into all 8 basketball games tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center in the Grand Island. And we'll have all 8 games for you on our ESPN Superstations tomorrow, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. So join us, high school basketball, from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning until well into the night tomorrow from the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. We get ready for the second half here tonight, and Central Catholic will have the opening possession, driving down the lane to the basket as Faye's shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Hastings St. Cecilia. Turner Fay with 4 points in the basketball game so far. 19-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's a Phil Hamburger on the dribble, moves it down on the baseline, down to Stirrup. Cross court to Kissinger. Goes right through his fingertips, but he picks it up on the far sideline. Picked up by Fay. Kissinger gets the ball now to Mike Hannon. Hannon over here on the wing on the right side to Chase Bassett. Bassett left open out here in 3-point territory. His pass out on top, deflected away into the backcourt, but now it's saved here by Kissinger. Kissinger for St. Cecilia, wings it in the lane. It's going to be mishandled again. Picked up by Hamburger. This Stirrup back down on the baseline. With the basketball down there is going to be Bassett. Bassett brings it back out to Stirrup in 3-point territory. Zach looking, has to get rid of it. Now he does. Bassett has got the ball. Bassett moves it over in the far sideline now to Hamburger. Lobs it left side of the lane. That is Stirrup. Stirrup puts up a shot. It's going to be short this time. And the rebound comes down to Patrick Stoltenberg for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders come back the other way. 6:39 to play in the third. The Blue Hawks have the lead over Central Catholic. It is 19-12. Here's Patrick Stoltenberg with it now. Stoltenberg moves over here on the deep wing, left side of the lane. Seth Wardine, now to Fay, right at the top of the key. Bassett right in his face. Fay drives the ball to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. He misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead. Kissinger drives, shot good, and he fouls. Matt Kissinger scores Racing St. Cecilia, and he's fouling a play, a little push from behind. That's going to go on to Caleb Plunder. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Crusaders here in the second half. St. Cecilia has built a 9-point lead now, 21-12. Kissinger to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Matt Kissinger, a 52% foul shooter, puts that one down through the hole. And the Hawks have built a 10-point lead now at 22-12. Their biggest lead of the ball game was 14. Back there at 19-5 with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Seth Wardine with the ball. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, goes over here on the wing. On the right side for Central Catholic, dribbling with it. It's going to be Tyler O'Connor. Comes over here on the wing to Faye. Faye kicks it out now. Over here on the near sideline to Clunder. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down in the corner. A shot by Stoltenberg is up and in. Patrick Stoltenberg nails one from the deep right corner. And it's now a 22-15 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Hamburger stops at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Comes out here into 3-point territory to Chase Bassett. Bassett on the dribble, moves it to the right side now. Bounce pass goes to Stirrup. Stirrup picked up by Stoltenberg. Now he's double-teamed. Stirrup looking to get rid of it. Instead, he backs up in the lane. Stirrup tries to put a move on, gets to the basket and scores. So the big 6'10" senior just gets the ball to the front of the rim and puts it down through the hole. Stirrup has now got 9 points in the basketball game. That's what he scored the last time these two teams played. In the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament, won by Central Catholic. 49-43. Here's Central Catholic with the ball in their offensive zone. Tyler O'Connor behind a screen. O'Connor moves it down to the baseline in the corner. Picked up by Hamburger. Comes out to Stoltenberg at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Seth Wardine inside the free throw circle. Drops it down low to Faye. And the shot is up and in. Turner Faye scores. He's missed a ton inside, but Turner Faye finally gets position and he gets that one to go down through the hole. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 24-17. Hawks continue to lead by 7 points here in this ball game. Bill Hamburger with the ball here on the near sideline. Hamburger down to Stirrup. Stirrup scores around to the bucket. Entry pass. They get it there to Kissinger. Kissinger dumps it down low. Now to Chase Bassett. Bassett trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Kissinger. Matt Kissinger trying to get away from Faye. The ball is tipped away. Kissinger on the floor. Now we got a timeout called. Kevin Asher calls the timeout from the bench here to save the possession as Matt Kissinger had the ball tipped away by Turner Faye. 4:11 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 24, Grand Island Central Catholic 17.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia had a 19-12 lead at halftime. It is now 24-17. We're in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the period. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. That is a Hamburger looking to get it in. He does so. Stirrup grabs the ball there. Zach Stirrup out here in three-point territory. Gets it back into the hands of Hamburger. Comes to the near sideline. Hamburger reverses and gets the ball out here. Top of the key, Caesar Tino. Tino working with the ball as he drives it against Stoltenberg. Tino goes to Kissinger. Now down in the corner there to Tim Skoke. Bobs it back inside. That's going to be Stirrup. He backs up. He spins on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. A whistle. We got a foul or a traveling violation. We're going to have a foul called down there. A personal foul is going to be called on Tyler O'Connor. The Central Catholic fans wanted a traveling violation there. They didn't get it. Instead, a foul is going to be called on Tyler O'Connor. So Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Stirrup's got 9 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stirrup is a 50% foul shooter coming in here. He's hit 35 out of 70 from the free throw line. He's also 50% from the field. 33% from three-point territory. Into the ball game now is going to be Tyler Barrientos for Central Catholic. Going out is going to be Caleb Plunder. 24-17, Hawks have the lead. 3:46 to play in the third. Here's the next shot from Stirrup. It's up there. It's around the rim and falls off. No good. Stirrup misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Turner Faye. Faye down the right sideline, right-handed dribble. Comes out here to the 10-second line to a Wardine. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. As Central Catholic works against his man-to-man. Here's Faye. His shot off of the elbow. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Zach Stirrup grabs the rebound. Gets it away. Down to Skoop. Back to Hamburger. Hamburger will bring things up. 3.5 minutes to play. Hamburger comes out to Skoop at the top of the key. Picked up there by Central Catholic's Tyler O'Connor. Here's Stirrup again down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there and in. The big guy just leans up there and puts it down through the hole as he banks it in off the glass. Stirrup down with 11 points in the ballgame. It's 26-17. Stirrup's having a good week. He had 20 the other night against Adams Central in their win here at the Chapman Gym. Here's Wardeen with the ball. His pass inside is going to be intercepted by Zach. Trying to get the ball to Faye. Is intercepted by Zach Stirrup. That's the fifth turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ballgame. There's Skoke down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out now on the right sideline or left sideline to Hannon. Hannon down to Cesar Tino. Tino dribbling with the ball, trying to penetrate. The ball's going to be poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Foul going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Cesar Tino, so Cesar commits the personal foul after the ball was poked away there by Central Catholic. 2:39 to play here in the third quarter. 26-17 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. There's Patrick Stoltenberg. Brings it across the midcourt stripe now. Comes over on the wing to Seth Wardeen. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Stoke. Wardeen now comes back to the near side to get it to Tyler O'Connor. Dribbles once, sends it to the right sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Stoltenberg trying to drive it against Stirrup. And Zach steals the ball away. Now it's loose on the far sideline. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So it'll be a turnover on Central Catholic. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Sheehy, and Zach Stirrup will come to the bench. This senior bunch for Hastings St. Cecilia, they were honored in between games tonight on this seniors' night and parents' night. The seniors, a combined record of 86-9. Good bunch here. Three state championships for Hastings St. Cecilia during their time, so a very successful senior bunch playing their final game here at home this season. 86-9, their combined record. They got the lead here, 26-17 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's one of those seniors right here. Now Phil Hamburger has got the ball back outside. They get it to Sheehy. They pound it back inside to Kistner. He wheels in the lane. His shot is no good as he goes tumbling down to the hardwood. And a foul is going to be called on Central Catholic. A foul is going to go on Turner Fay. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Crusaders. Into the ball game now for Central Catholic will be Tyler Staub. Coming out will be Stoltenberg. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The Hawks have a 9-point advantage, 26-17. Here's Sheehy with the ball, and he throws the ball into the St. Cecilia bench. Sheehy had it down here on the baseline trying to get it to Mike Hannon, but he was nowhere close to that pass. He goes sailing into the Hawk bench. 7 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame, 26-17. The Hawks have the lead, down to 1:45 to play. In the third quarter, Turner Fay gets the ball to Wardeen. Wardeen across the top to Tyler O'Connor, drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket, his shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball now to Hamburger. He drives the ball against Fay. Contact made, foul called. Personal foul going to go here on the Crusaders. And it's going to go on Turner Fay again. That's going to be his third. Here comes Zach Stirrup back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. We told you during the pregame that Central Catholic came back from 8 points down in the fourth quarter to beat Wahoo the other day in overtime. And their closest ball game of the season, they beat the Warriors in overtime 61-59. Here's Hamburger driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's off of the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down to Staub. Tyler Staub with a rebound. 1:23 to play here in the third quarter, 26-17. O'Connor has got the ball. O'Connor now for Central Catholic. Gets it to Seth Wardeen. Wardeen dribbles out here. Kissinger will loosely guard him as the time is running down. We're going to hit the one-minute mark now. There's a feed over on the deep wing on the left side. They get it to Tyler O'Connor. Down on the baseline now. They work against the St. Cecilia defense. There's Wardeen. Cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. Now back outside. The ball's going to be tipped away by Cesar Tino. Saves it from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of O'Connor, and then a foul is called. Cesar Tino got his hands on it, trying to save it, but it flipped right back into the hands of Tyler O'Connor. Then a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia in the scramble. Here comes Turner Fay back into the ball game. The foul goes on Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Back into the ball game now is going to be Chase Bassett. Coming out will be Sheehy. Zach Stirrup also back into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. 51.5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 26-17. The Hawks have led this baby all the way. Turner Fay with the ball, drives it into the paint, draws traffic, and now gets away. His scoop shot is up there, it's no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up against Stirrup, his shot no good. Rebound Fay. Turner in the lane, goes back up, the ball stripped away, out of his hands, out of bounds. Turner Fay having a rough night here tonight against St. Cecilia. Ball tipped out of his hands there after he had a couple of attempts at the bucket. And now Central Catholic will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Mike Cannon coming into the ball game now. Hamburger will come to the bench. 33 seconds to play here in the third. Turner Fay will inbound the ball. Bounce pass. They get it inside, and the shot is up there. No good by Wardeen. Gets his own rebound and scores. Seth Wardeen missed the first one. He was wide open. Shooting down the lane, but he was right there to tap her home. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 26-19. Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. 18 seconds to play. Hawks will go for the final shot here in the third quarter. Matt Kissinger holding the ball. Now dribbles to the near sideline. Kissinger on the dribble, stomps out here now, has to get rid of it. He does, the Stirrup back inside. He is wide open, and he loses control of the ball out of bounds. Chase Bassett wide open underneath the bucket. They got him the ball, and it goes right off of his fingertips, out of bounds, a turnover on St. Cecilia. Gino, even I could have put that one down through the hole. 3.8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 26-19 is the score. Chase Bassett had to go right off of his fingertips. A sure 2 points right there. It'll be Central Catholic playing the ball in. They get it to Turner Fay down the right sideline. Now the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up by Cesar Tino. His shot is up there. Tino misses it from 25. And that's the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys high school basketball. St. Cecilia has got the lead over the second-ranked team in the state of Nebraska in Class C1. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 26. Grand Island Central Catholic 19.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the fourth quarter here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic 26-19. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. So Hastings St. Cecilia has led this baby from the very beginning. They got out to a 6-0 lead. It's now 26-19. Here's Wardeen. His shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected on the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. And St. Cecilia has got the ball now with a 7-point lead. Here's a Hamburger with the ball on the dribble. Comes to the near sideline. Hamburger stops. He's got to get rid of it. Does so. Now we got a foul called. They got the ball to Chase Bassett. Is that Turner Fay that picks up the foul? That's the fourth foul of Turner Fay as he got into the back of Chase Bassett. So now the leading scorer for Grand Island Central Catholic, who has had an awful night tonight, has got his fourth personal foul. Zach Stirrup with the ball right side of the wing. He's going to drive it down to the baseline. Two-handed pass comes back out on the wing. Hamburger 4-3. It's off of the back iron. No good. Fay goes for the rebound. It is picked up here by Tim Skoke. Back out to Bassett. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by St. Cecilia. Talk about Turner Fay still being aggressive in there with four personal fouls. Went for a block on both of those occasions there. And now Turner has got the ball back here. 7 minutes and 18 seconds to play. You would think the Hawks would go right at Turner Fay to get him out of the ballgame. Turner now with the ball offensively. Takes it to the right sideline. That's O'Connor with the ball. Two-handed pass comes over here to Stoltenberg. Free throw line extended left side. Stoltenberg, one hands it back over to O'Connor. Now down to the baseline. Turner Fay goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Hamburger was there. Stirrup was there for St. Cecilia. And the foul is going to be whistled on Hamburger. That's Bill's second. Now going to the free throw line for Saints, actually for Central Catholic, will be Turner Fay. So Turner Fay to the free throw line, is 77% foul shooter on the season. He's got just 6 points here tonight. Not in our wildest dreams that we think we're going to hold Turner Fay to 6 points, I'll guarantee it. Here's a shot for the free throw line. It's up and in. This kid averages 26.7 points per ball game. He scored 24 against us in the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Fay will have one more shot here. It's in the air. It is good. 26-21, so as comfortable as we have felt here, Central Catholic all of a sudden is back within 5 points at 26-21. Here's Hamburger coming back the other way for St. Cecilia. Goes down in the corner, almost threw it away. Bassett climbs the ladder to grab that one. Here's Tim Skulk on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes over to Zach Stirrup down here on the right side of the lane. Stirrup working in the lane. His little five-footer is up there. It's going to be short. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Central Catholic basketball. So it's 26-21, and now Central Catholic will have the ball here. Still a lot of time. 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. And here comes Turner Fay down the near sideline now for Central Catholic. Turner Fay dribbling with the ball. Goes over on the wing. Now takes it down to the baseline. Puts a man in the air. That's Hamburger in the shot for the short. Baseline is good. We don't want this guy to warm up. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and Central Catholic is now within 3 points at 26-23. 6:15 to play, and now we got a whistle. And what do we have? We have an offensive foul called here on St. Cecilia. Somebody set an illegal screen on the opposite side of the floor. That was Cesar Tino. Tino picks up his second. That's going to be team foul number four. And can you believe it? St. Cecilia now drops back on defense. Central Catholic has a chance to tie this baby up with a three-point field goal. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. Turner Fay drives the ball all the way to the basket, and it's not going to be blocked down by Stirrup, and a foul is going to be called. Turner Fay drives into the hole and draws the personal foul on Zach Stirrup. That's the third foul on Zach. And Turner Fay now goes back to the free throw line for Central Catholic. 6:05 to play. The fourth quarter is 26-23. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Fay will have two shots here as he was balled in the act of shooting. His shot is up there. It's good. Now Turner Fay has got 11 points in the ball game. Into the contest for St. Cecilia is going to be Hannon. Also coming in Kissinger, Cesar Tino, and Tim Skulk will come to the bench. 26-24 the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. But Turner Fay is at the free throw line for the Crusaders. His shot is up there. It's good. I think the Bear has just woken up from his nap. 26-25. A one-point lead for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks have the ball. 5:58 to play in the ball game. Here's Hamburger, drives it down the lane. His pass is going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball down in the corner to Hannon. The ball is picked up. Here comes Fay back the other way. Stops and pops. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound tapped around and is picked up here by Cesar Tino. So St. Cecilia turns it away. Central Catholic could not convert on the other end. 5:40 to play in the ball game. 26-25. Hawks have the lead. Hamburger down the lane. His shot no good. Tap try by Hamburger, no good. Rebound Hamburger again. Hamburger gets away to Stirrup. His shot no good, and he's fouled. Tyler O'Connor picks up the personal foul here for Central Catholic. That's going to be his second. These two teams are in the same sub-district tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. They will play it at Hastings High. And if everything goes according to plan, they should meet in the sub-district final as well. St. Cecilia would have to win the district tournament, I think, to get into the state tourney. I think Grand Island Central Catholic is sitting pretty well for their wild card and everything like that, but they're putting it all on the line here tonight. In this regular season matchup, Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Stirrup now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Stirrup has got 12 points in the ballgame. Turner Fay has got 12 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. And now the Crusaders are down by 2. It's 27-25. Zach Stirrup sent to the free throw line. Looks up there. The big guy throws it up there, and it's going to be short. In fact, an air ball is thrown up to the free throw line by the 6'10" senior, Zach Stirrup. He had nice form. Everything looked good, except the ball was short. Misses everything. So Central Catholic will play things in. Turner Fay runs it down the right sideline, runs into Zach, no foul call, tries to drive the baseline. Fay gets the ball away. It's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett got his hands on it there. We're down to 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play, and both coaches working their respective ends here. Billy Gavers for Grand Island Central Catholic and Kevin Asher for Hastings St. Cecilia. It'll be the Crusaders playing things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Tyler Barrientos to play things in here for Central Catholic. That is to Seth Wardine. Now to Turner Fay on the right sideline. Turner, two-handed pass comes in the opposite corner to Tyler O'Connor. Circles around. He's out here in three-point territory. Working against the Cesar Tino. Tyler O'Connor now picks up the dribble. There's a bounce pass. End of the lane. They get it to Seth Wardine. Takes it down to the baseline. It's not no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger comes back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Crossover. Now drives it down to lane. Contact made. Foul called. As Hamburger took the ball in the hole there for St. Cecilia. And a foul is going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic at the 4:49 mark. The foul is going to go on Wardine. That's going to be his second. So now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. Billy all the way to the half court stripe out on the floor there. Gets the official's attention and calls the timeout. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 27, Grand Island Central Catholic 25.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia continues to shoot the ball well in the third quarter. The Hawks were 3 out of 5 for 60%. Grand Island Central Catholic 3 out of 10 for 30%. The Hawks from 3-point territory in the third quarter 0 for 1. Central Catholic was 1 for 1. Rebounds, Central Catholic 6. St. Cecilia had 4. Those are the third quarter numbers. For the ball game now, we got Grand Island Central Catholic at 8 out of 32 from the field. 8 of 32 from the field for Grand Island Central Catholic through three quarters. 27 to 25, that is only 25%. That's a team that's been hitting 46% of their field goal tries so far this year. And now Phil Hamburger to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the ball game. Hamburger's free throw is up there and in. Hamburger scored 12 points the other night against Adams Central. Hamburger had 9 points the first time these two teams played. The Centennial Conference Tournament Championship. Second free throw is up there. Bounces on the back iron a couple of times and decides to go down the hole. 29 to 25 now. We are in the fourth quarter. We're down to 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in regulation. Here's Turner Fay with the ball now for Central Catholic. Coming to the left side of the lane. Turner Fay drives the ball against Hamburger. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Turner Fay has now got 14 points in the ball game. 10 of those have come here in the second half. 29 to 27, it's a two-point ball game. St. Cecilia back with the ball on their offensive end. Mike Hannon has got it. Hannon just across the 10-second line, working against Fay. Comes over here to Hamburger, now to the near sideline. They get it to Chase Bassett, down low to Cesar Tino, and the shot is up and in. Nice pass by Bassett. Cesar Tino gets the field goal. He's got 8 points. And the Hawks are back out by four. 31 to 27. Here's Turner Fay with the ball again. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Turner Fay dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top to Barrientos. Barrientos on the dribble now for Central Catholic. Comes over here to Seth Wardine. Still about 25 feet away from the basket. Seth Wardine on the dribble. Moves it to the right sideline. Holding over there is a Stoltenberg. To Turner Fay. We're down to 3:40 to play. The Hawks up by 4 points. 31-27. Turner Fay behind the screen. On the right wing, trying to dribble inside against Hamburger. Jump pass comes over here to Wardine. His shot for three is way off the mark. No good. Rebound Zach Stirrup as he rips the ball away from Stoltenberg. So safe to say he has possession here. Here comes Hamburger now with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Right-handed dribble. Picked up there by Wardine of Central Catholic as the Crusaders stay man-to-man here. 3:13 to play. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball. Cesar gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles to the ball here on the near sideline. Now behind his back. He cuts for the hole. Kicks it back out. A three-pointer by Bassett off the back iron. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon gets hit with his second personal foul. A rebounding foul there on Mike Hannon. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Crusaders. 31 to 27 is the score. St. Cecilia's got a 4-point lead. The Hawks trying to beat the Central Catholic bunch for the first time this season. They are 20-0 coming in here. Turner Fay whips the ball down in the corner, then back outside to Wardeen. Wardeen holds it, two-handed pass, goes down in the corner. Stoltenberg for three. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. 2:42 to play. The Hawks have a four-point lead. There's a Phil Hamburg with the ball. And now we got a timeout from Kevin Asher. St. Cecilia wants to talk things over. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings, St. Cecilia with the lead. The Hawks, 31. Grand Island Central Catholic, 27.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 31-27 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Again, the big event tomorrow is the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. 8 boys high school basketball games. Both of these teams will be here. Central Catholic will play at 7:30 tomorrow night. That's actually a matchup between number 1 and number 2. Central Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic tomorrow night at 7:30. Hastings St. Cecilia will play a 2:15 game tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center against Milford. That's a team that's also ranked in the top 10 in Class C1, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. 2:36 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 31-27. St. Cecilia with the lead, and the Hawks have the ball following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher. Hamburger has got the ball here on the deep wing on the right side. Lobs it out here to Zach Stirrup. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Stops right there. Stirrup comes out to Cesar Tino. Tino comes across the top to a wide open Hamburger. He won't take the three. Hamburger holds the ball. Goes to the far sideline out of Bassett. Works the ball inside to Zach Stirrup. He is double teamed. Zach dribbles out of there. 2:12 to play. Stirrup out on top now to Cesar Tino. Tino now to Hamburger on the wing. Hamburger drives the ball down on the baseline. Underneath the basket. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he stepped out of bounds. Hamburger stepped out of bounds as he drove the ball to the basket there. A turnover on St. Cecilia, their 10th of the ball game. And now with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play, Central Catholic will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 31-27, the Hawks have a four-point lead. Here's Turner Fay. He's got 14 points in the ball game thus far. Tyler O'Connor with the ball now in three-point territory. Tyler sends it down to the baseline, right through the fingertips of Barry Unsos, out of bounds. That is turnover number 8. In the ball game on Grand Island Central Catholic, Barry Eltos just took his eyes off of the basketball and went sailing right through his fingertips out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Zach Stirrup pulls the ball. Stirrup gets it in now. With the ball is going to be Bassett. Now down the near sideline to Mike Cannon. Brings it back to Hamburger. 1:42 to play. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to knock off Central Catholic tonight. 31-27. Hamburger, dribble penetration to Stirrup. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Tip try no good. And the rebound comes down to Turner Fay. Fay down the near sideline. Here come the Crusaders now. Turner backs up at the top of the key. He'll take a three-pointer over Hamburger. Misses it. Rebound comes down to Barry Ontos. Trying to drive the baseline. He's surrounded. Tyler has to get rid of it. Now a timeout is called. Tyler Barry Ontos was trapped along the baseline, double-teamed. And Billy Gavers calls the timeout. 1:16 to play. In regulation, we'll take a break for the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 31, Grand Island Central Catholic 27.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball coming up for you tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Airtime will be at 1:45. Women's game will go at 2. The guys will go at 4, and we'll have the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. Remember, all 8 games from the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. To get started, grab your morning coffee and your bagel and your donuts 9 o'clock starting time tomorrow morning, as Sandy Creek will play Centura in that first ball game. Again, we'll have all eight games throughout the day on ESPN 1550 KICS. Now we got a foul here as Central Catholic is trying to inbound the basketball. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hannon. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Central Catholic to the free throw line. The score is 31-27, a minute and 16 seconds to play in the basketball game. In the event of a jump ball down the stretch here, the arrow pointing in favor of Central Catholic. Seth Wardine to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Remember, this bunch in their last outing was down by 8 points in the fourth quarter to Wahoo. They forced an overtime, and then Central Catholic able to beat Wahoo the other night by 2 points, 61-59 for their 20th win. Shot from the free throw line is good. It is now 31-29 with 1 minute and 15 seconds to play. And now we got a foul called in backcourt. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. It's going to go on Seth Wardine. That's going to be his third foul. And Kissinger. Nope, it's going to be Phil Hamburger going to the free throw line. Hamburger is a 61% foul shooter. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. Hamburger with 4 points. 31-29, Hawks have the lead, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. So the Crusaders could pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 31-29 with 1:05 to play. Free throw line jumper by Fay is good. We are tied at 31. Turner Fay hits a free throw line jumper with 1:01 to play, and that has tied things up. So St. Cecilia had a 14-point lead in this ballgame with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Central Catholic has come back to tie things up at 31 points apiece. St. Cecilia will now inbound the ball. Here's Zach Stirrup in backcourt. Zach dribbling with the ball down the left sideline. Zach gets the ball ahead to Bassett. Bassett stop on the baseline. Comes out to Stirrup. Now their sideline to Hannon, now to Hamburger. Back out to Cesar Tino. Tino working with it out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline to Mike Hannon. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 42 seconds to play. You would think that Kevin Asher would hold it here and maybe go for a final shot or try to force a foul. We'll see what happens. 42.2 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 31. Grand Island Central Catholic 31.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back to the jam-packed Chapman Gymnasium. Jammed to the gills for the second time this week. 42.2 seconds to play. Fans have seen a wild one here tonight. 31-31 is the score. That's what you would expect out of two very good defensive teams. Both of these teams allow only 40 points per ballgame. St. Cecilia 40.5, Central Catholic 41.1. And the score now is 31-31 with 42.2 seconds to play in regulation. St. Cecilia has got the ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Central Catholic in the event of a jump ball. So Hamburger will play things in. On the near sideline, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Hamburger looking to get it in. Does so. Zach Stirrup grabs it. Zach back to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball against Wardine. Hamburger at the top of the key behind a screen from Zach Stirrup down on the baseline. Hamburger stops. He's double-teamed. Gets it back out here to Stirrup on the wing. Back down to Hamburger in the corner. Hamburger dribbling with the ball down the near sideline. They lob it inside to Stirrup. The ball is hooked away. And it is picked up by Wardine. A turnover on St. Cecilia. And now Central Catholic has the ball with 20 seconds to play. Guess what? Turner Fay has it. 16 seconds to play. Turner Fay across the 10-second line. Turner Fay working out top against Hamburger. 10 seconds to go. Turner Fay dribbling with the ball against Hamburger. The ball's going to be stripped away as he goes up for the shot. It's loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Wardine. He loses the ball. Picked up by Barrientos, and his shot is no good. Barrientos throws up a three-pointer. He picks up the trash out here in the three-point territory, and we are headed to overtime. So we are headed to a four-minute overtime here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. The score at the end of regulation, St. Cecilia 31, Central Catholic 31.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here we go. We go to an overtime session here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. This is the way it should be, huh? We're tied up at 31 points apiece. St. Cecilia had a chance there at the end. They tried to get the ball inside to Stirrup. It was knocked loose. Central Catholic then had a chance on their end. Good defensive plays, and time expires as Barrientos throws up a shot from three-point territory. Stirrup comes back the other way and scores on the opening possession of the overtime. 33-31, Stirrup now with 14 points in the ballgame, playing his final home game here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Turner fade. Remember, he's still got four personal fouls. Turner goes up for the shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Hamburger. Back the other way. He has it tipped loose. The scramble is on. It's picked up now by Central Catholic. Leafs team with a turnover there. Central Catholic now with 9, St. Cecilia with 11. 33-31, Central Catholic down by 2, but the Crusaders have the ball. Seth Wardeen out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass Tyler O'Connor down in the corner. With the ball is Barrientos. He puts it on the floor and dribbles up high and then back out of the three-point territory between the rings. Seth Wardeen has got it now. Picked up loosely by Kissinger. Wardeen out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here to a Turner Fay on the wing. Picked up by Hamburger. Turner looking, drives the ball, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's good. Turner Fay hits another one. He's now got 18 points in the ball game. 14 of those have come here in the second half. And we are tied up now at 33 points apiece in the overtime session. 2:42 to play. Here's Hamburger. They get it right side of the lane. Zach Stirrup down in the left corner now. Cesar Tino drives the baseline. Tino trapped. Jump pass right in front of the basket. His shot is up there. No good by Kissinger. Ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Turner Fay. Turner runs her back the other way. 3-on-4. Turner stops. Wings it left side down to O'Connor. Back to Turner Fay. Down on the baseline. 2:20 to play. We're tied up at 33 in the overtime. Turner takes the ball. The racket shot is up there. Good. Twisting and turning underneath the basket. Nice shot there by Fay. Wow. He's got 20. And the Crusaders now have the lead. 35-33. 2:05 to play. Here's a Matt Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Kissinger comes over here on the wing on the right side to Phil Hamburger. Right side of the lane, Mike Cannon has got the ball. Cannon holds it on the low block. Gets it down to Kissinger on the wing on the right side. Kissinger holds it. Down to Mike Cannon, top of the key. They lob it inside to Zach. Zach down to Kissinger. His shot from 12 is good. Matt Kissinger now with 5 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 35 points apiece. We're in overtime with a minute 37 to play. Here's Turner Fay with the ball again for Grand Island Central Catholic. Walks it across the 10-second line. This is the second straight overtime game for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders beat Wahoo earlier, last Saturday night, matter of fact. Tyler Barrientos has got the ball over on the deep wing on the right side. That's a Turner Fay. He holds on to it here with a minute and 13 seconds to play. We're tied at 35 in the overtime. Turner Fay is dribbling with the ball out here. St. Cecilia content with watching the time click away. Kissinger staring him down as Turner Fay is retreated back here near the mid-court stripe here. 58 seconds to play. As the fans chant boring out here as Turner Fay now drives the ball to the hole and now Billy Gavers is up and wants to call a timeout. Central Catholic calls a timeout. 52 seconds to play in the basketball game. We're in overtime. The score, Central Catholic 35, Hastings St. Cecilia 35.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 52 seconds to play here in the overtime session. We're still tied up at 35 points apiece. Zach Stirrup leading the Blue Hawks so far. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Turner Fay with 20. Turner's got 16 in the second half. In fact, he's got 16 since the end of the first quarter because he was shut out in period number one here by the St. Cecilia defense. Had only 4 points at halftime. He's got 20 right now. 8 field goals, and he has 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. And now Central Catholic, with 52 seconds to play in overtime, has got the ball on the far sideline. Yeah, both of these teams with a short turnaround. Both will play tomorrow in the Heartland Hoops Classic. They're going toe-to-toe here tonight in this regular season ball game. Seth Wardine has got the ball now for Central Catholic. We are tied at 35. The possession arrow again is pointing in favor of the Crusaders. Here's Stoltenberg with the ball. Now to O'Connor. O'Connor picked up out here by Cesar Tino. Now to Patrick Stoltenberg. I would assume that Central Catholic will go for the final shot here. And now Central Catholic calls the timeout as Stoltenberg was a little bit of trouble here on the near sideline. Billy Gabers again burns one of his timeouts. 33.9 seconds to play in overtime. Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, knotted up at 35 points apiece.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 33.9 seconds to play in the first overtime here tonight. Still tied up at 35 points apiece. It will be Central Catholic inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. And now Kevin Asher wants to burn a timeout. Coach Asher wanted to see what Central Catholic was going to come out in as far as their alignment was concerned. And now Kevin Asher calls the timeout. Still 33.9 seconds to play. We'll be back. St. Cecilia 35, Central Catholic 35.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 33.9 seconds to play with at Chapman Gymnasium here tonight. Good ball game. As we might expect, St. Cecilia got out to an 11-3 lead at the end of the first quarter. Led this baby by as many as 14 points in the second quarter, but it's been nip and tuck since. Central Catholic tied things up, and now it's tied up in overtime, 35-35. Fay will inbound the ball, and then he gets it back here from Seth Wardine. Turner Fay is going to dribble the ball out here, and I would expect Central Catholic to go for one final shot here. I expect it to probably be in the hands of Turner Fay. Seth Wardine has got it now. Seth Wardine holds the ball. Looks like St. Cecilia has gone to a little bit of a zone or maybe a man-to-man, but they've extended things out. Looks much like a zone with Zach Stirrup at the free throw line. Here's Turner Fay with the ball on the wing. We got 3 seconds, 2 seconds. He goes up for the shot. He hits it. Turner Fay hits the shot. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout, but time runs out. Can you believe that? Turner Fay takes it down within milliseconds of the horn sounding, and he hits the shot from the right side. Turner Fay hits the shot. A two-pointer just inside the three-point ring to the right side of the lane, and Grand Island Central Catholic beats Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by 2 points, 37-35. you knew Turner Fay was going to take the final shot. Turner Fay just dribbled with a ball out here. St. Cecilia had their players scattered all over the place. Turner Fay looks at the clock, and he fires one up with about 2 seconds to play. 2 seconds to play officially. They fire it up there. It goes right through the hole. Time expires. St. Cecilia cannot even inbound the ball. And Grand Island Central Catholic goes to 21-0 on the season as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia for the second time this season. Now they're going to give them a three-point field goal. I'm going to say his foot was behind the line. So the official score, all right, we'll have to check the official score. They've got 38 up on the board. They've got 38 on the board. They had 37, and they cranked up one more. We'll double-check the official score, but bottom line is it's Grand Island Central Catholic with the win here tonight. The Crusaders beat Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, vibrant roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers and happy Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, and this year open the Sunday before Valentine's Day.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. Turner Fay hits a three-pointer from the right side of the lane, just beyond the three-point arc with 0.2 seconds remaining. And Grand Island Central Catholic beats Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by the score of 38-35. St. Cecilia had Turner Fay under control all night long. He gets loose in the third quarter, and then he was on his rampage as Turner Fay ends up with 23 points in the basketball game. That three-pointer that he hit at the end of the game was his only three-pointer of the night. He had 8 other field goals, and he had 4 free throws. Turner Fay finishes with 23 points in the ball game and hits the game winner, a three-pointer from the right side. And Grand Island Central Catholic improves to 21-0 on the season as they survive here tonight, their second straight overtime game, as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by 3 points at 38-35. So St. Cecilia will drop to 14 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Hawks will get ready to play tomorrow to take on Milford in the Heartland Hoops Classic up in Grand Island. Again, St. Cecilia will play Milford at 2:15 tomorrow afternoon. Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic will play tomorrow night at 7:30, and that'll be a whale of a ball game. We saw Norfolk Catholic in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament earlier this year. Norfolk Catholic is still undefeated on the year. Central Catholic undefeated. Those two teams will play at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Again, the final score here, 38-35. Central Catholic wins it over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Turner Fay finishes with 23 points. The only man in double figures tonight for Central Catholic. Seth Wardine had 7. Tyler O'Connor had 3 points. Patrick Stoltenberg had 3, and Tyler Staub had 2. Central Catholic 6 out of 7 from the free throw line here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia got 14 points from Zach Stirrup. Stirrup had 6 field goals, and he was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He was the only man in double figures for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino had 8 points. Tino hit a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal for his efforts tonight. 5 points for Matt Kissinger, 4 for Phil Hamburger. two for Chase Bassett and two for Mike Hannon. But again, it was Grand Island Central Catholic beating Hastings St. Cecilia tonight in boys high school basketball. Boy, that will be a tough one to swallow here for the Hawks. They lose tonight to Central Catholic by three in overtime. Final score, Central Catholic 38, Hastings St. Cecilia 35. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So again, Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic, final score of 38-35 in overtime. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Zach Stirrup, high point man for the Hawks tonight. He had 14 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino nails a couple of big three-pointers in the ball game. He finishes with 8 points, and although Phil Hamburger did not have a great night shooting the basketball, he still ran the ball club here tonight and kept the Blue Hawks close. He scored 4 points in the ball game, had a bushel basket full of assists in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game will come back and announce our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Zach Stirrup. He was the only man in double figures tonight for the Blue Hawks. Played his fanny off here in his final game at home as a St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. Zach Stirrup finishes with 14 points, had 6 field goals, 2 out of 5 from the free throw line, officially 9 rebounds in the ball game. So Zach Stirrup, 14 points, 9 rebounds tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia dropping this one in overtime to Central Catholic by the score of 38-35. Stick around, the coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us in the post-game. And all we can say, coaches, that's going to be a tough one to swallow for us.
Yeah, it might be. It was a pretty good scrimmage here tonight. So, you know, like I said, it seems like an exhibition game. And then as the game went on, you know, I'm sure the fans are really excited. But, you know, it's just a good basketball team. Two pretty good teams going at it. And, you know, they just made a shot at the end.
Talk about the overtime session in particular, the last sequence there where you guys called a couple of timeouts.
Yeah, we just wanted to see how they were going to set up. Assistant coach Mike Allsman said, I think we better go to a zone just to take away any penetration and things like that. And we knew Turner, we couldn't deny him the ball. I just don't think you can. With the way the game was going to, you know, flow there at the end. You can't hold him. Obviously, you get called for that. So we knew he was going to end up with the ball in his hands, and we wanted two guys by him. We had one guy in his face. He had a great shot. He had a 17, 18-footer, and he's probably hit about 5,000 of those in his career in his gym or wherever, practice. So when a kid does that, you just tip your hat to him because we had the play defended beautifully.
I'll tell you what, we had him under control most of the night. He had no points in the first quarter, had four at halftime, and then he played in the second half like it was a different person. He was playing with four fouls, too.
A little more aggressive off the dribble, and they opened up the floor in the fourth quarter for him. And, they're going to make adjustments, and, he gets to the rim and he throws it up, and it was going in the second half. In the first half, he got to the rim and he missed a few. So we ran different guys at him. It's not our defense. It's little things that within the game, and especially in the fourth quarter, I think that, probably hurt us. 4-point lead with a minute 30 left, miss a free throw, step out of bounds. Little things like that will catch up to you.
You really committed yourself to getting Zach involved in the offense tonight. What did you see inside that you thought Zach would have some success?
He did a great job of getting the ball. When he wasn't getting thrown clear out of the lane, he was really getting deep and using a combo move here and there and, sticking the ball in the hole. That's exactly what we tried to talk to him about. I thought he played an excellent ball game both ends. He's got to play so dang many minutes. You'd like to give him a blow here and there, but, he changes the game so much for us the way we play through him, so we couldn't. But, he's really down right now, and the seniors are down, but we'll bounce back. I mean, like I told the kids, hopefully we get another chance.
The problem is you play tomorrow at 2:15, too.
Yeah. You never know how your kids are going to come out. This is a great group of competitors. They played hard this week, and I told them, we knew going into this week it could be 0-3, 1-2, 2-1, 3-0. We hope to get that next one tomorrow. I think our kids got to understand that this is the type of game you just roll off your back, learn from it when we get the film out, and go from there.
Like I said, there's a possibility you could see Central Catholic again in the sub-district final here in the next couple of weeks. You learn a few things tonight just in case?
Yeah, it just comes down to kids' guts and energy, and they gave it, out here tonight. They'll have to do the same thing because they'll be playing, for a sub-district title if that's the case. We can't overlook St. Paul at all. They're going to be our first-round opponent, and they're a very scrappy bunch of kids up there. So, I hope we get another chance. They're going to be in the sub-district final. We know that. So just a matter of us getting ourselves there and giving ourselves a chance to keep our season alive.
Okay, Coach, thanks for coming.
All right,
good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike. You bet.
Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings Saints, to say again, the Hawks losing this one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic as Turner Fay hits the shot at the end to give the Crusaders a 3-point win, 38-35. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So again, Zach Stirrup scoring 14 points, grabbing 9 rebounds to lead Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Stirrup had 7 points in the first half, 7 more in the second half. Grand Island Central Catholic led by Turner Fay. He's just an unbelievable high school basketball player. There's no two ways about it. Fay with 4 points in the first half. Everything else in the second half of play, and he hits the game winner from the right side as Central Catholic improves to 21 wins. No losses on the season. And now that sets up number 1 against number 2 tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, as Central Catholic will take on Norfolk Catholic tomorrow night at 7:30. So if you have nothing to do, you're a high school basketball fan, the Heartland Hoops Classic has got some tremendous basketball games coming up tomorrow. It all gets underway at 9 o'clock with Centura and Sandy Creek, Pierce and Sutton at 10:45, Archbishop Bergen and Kearney Catholic at 12:30, St. Cecilia and Milford will play at 2:15, Ravenna and Boys Town will go at 4:00, Adams Central and Gretna will go at 5:45. Then that showdown between Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic at 7:30. Then we'll see Grand Island against Ralston at 9:15. All eight games tomorrow. We'll have all eight games on ESPN 1550 KICS. Final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Central Catholic wins despite shooting only 30% from the field tonight. They were 14 out of 46 from the field for 30%. Hastings St. Cecilia 14 out of 33 for 42%. Grand Island Central Catholic hit only 24% of their three-pointers, but they hit the most important one. They finished 4 out of 17 from three-point territory for 24%. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 6 for 33%. Rebounds, St. Cecilia 30. Grand Island Central Catholic had 21. The turnovers, St. Cecilia had 15, including some big turnovers there late in the fourth quarter and in the overtime. So St. Cecilia turns them all over 15 times, 8 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Steals, Hastings St. Cecilia came up with 4. Grand Island Central Catholic had 6. And block shots, St. Cecilia had 2. Central Catholic had none. But the one that counts on the scoreboard, and that's the final score, Grand Island Central Catholic beat St. Cecilia for the second time this season. First time was for the Centennial Conference Basketball Championship, 49-43. This time a regular season meeting as the Central Catholic beats Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 38-35 in overtime. Bronco basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We will head for Sioux Center, Iowa. It'll be a 2 o'clock starting time tomorrow for the women's contest. 4 o'clock for the guys on the air with the pregame show tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 as Hastings takes on the Dort Defenders. Again, the final score in this one, it was Grand Island Central Catholic over Hastings St. Cecilia in overtime, 38-35. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.